4HR with KI4LZI and reg you portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter. I was going to ask if it was an internal or external power supply, but you answered that question when you said you were able to hook it up to a battery and get it working. Yeah, I've got an old Astron, you know, solid state. It's a desktop SS30M back here, and it just kind of sits in the corner and, you know, does what it's supposed to do. And I check it every once in a while for voltage output, that kind of stuff, but I don't usually tax it too much. You know, I'm usually running 5-10 watts maybe out of it. So, and only one or two radios, you know, I don't even have my HF rig hooked up to it right now. And so it's just running a 2-meter rig. So hopefully it'll still last me for a couple of years. But as it's done, you go, again, you just kind of assume it's going to work, or I do most of the time. But hopefully you'll be able to get that fixed up. I hate to hear that that 8900 got hooked up backwards. You know, do you ever use those Anderson power poles or anything like that?
In some ways, I wish that I had, because what I was doing kind of helped cause that, I guess, to happen to the 8900 here. And as far as the Astron SS30M, that's what I've had here for 18 years since I started in 06. And it's on FM, it's still good now to this time. Voltage reads right, but you have an HF radio hooked to it, and to it, though, you can forget about hearing anything. You're not going to hear nothing on it. I've been told by others that those chaps in it is what's the problem there. Gone bad in it, and as long as you stick with that van with it, you're fine. But if you try to listen to any HF with that power supply now, you ain't going to hear nothing.
Say, I've heard some stuff about, you know, replacing the capacitors in there for different things, but, you know, I guess as long as, going back to my earlier statement, I don't want to mess with mine. I'd probably cause more damage than anything. But, you know, again, as long as it's not impacting me on 2 meters, I'll continue to run it. And if I get that HF rig back over here, you know, I'll definitely look out for that for sure. But hopefully you'll get back on the air with those pretty soon, get that all squared away and situated. But, yeah, appreciate you coming by and making a few comments there for sure. And like I say, mention that wires button. And looks like that 20 of them do to show you it's on, like we were talking about. But looks like that button, the left-hand button under the display controls, will, if you just do a momentary press, it'll turn it on and off. But anyway, Andy, did you have any additional comments for tonight, sir?
That's pretty much all I've got to say, but some have told me that considering I got 18 years out of that Astron SS30M, that I done pretty good, you know. It still can be used on VHF and UHF without that noise being an issue, but, and when I had it, knew it wasn't like it, but sometime over the years, that's happened to it, and till those chaps are replaced in it, it's, you ain't going to hear nothing on HF. Like I said, I had the 8900 and this 718 both on that power supply. And I had that issue a lot longer than I thought. I just couldn't nail down where exactly it was coming from. Back to you, KI4LZI.
Again, it sounds good on that battery, but I know that ends up being a temporary solution a lot of times, too. So, but hopefully you'll get that all squared away. But you're sounding good into the repeater, which you can. You can probably see it from where you are. I'm assuming probably the lights or something on at night, but always sound good. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with us for sure. But let me go ahead and see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we shut the net down. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray. It's KO4JQX. Name here is Jeff in Pelzer, South Carolina. And I appreciate you calling the net, sir.
Sure, like a recheck?
Check, let me go ahead and acknowledge Jeff's call sign here. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Quebec X-ray, KO 4JQX. And Jeff, appreciate you coming by, getting in there at the closing hour here. But again, we'll take check-ins as long as the net's open. So appreciate you coming by, Jeff, and checking in with us tonight, spending a little time with us on a Saturday night. Go ahead, recheck.
Again, K4RHF. Do I still have the beep?
Not. That's why I didn't recognize you there. I was like, where's the beep? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, definitely, you got it. Sounds really good. Over.
Yeah, I'd like to appreciate you and also Andy helping with that and helping me look it up. I was on the internet while y'all were talking, and I don't know what I did, but the that red button over on the right side, right by the power button, is normally the lock thing. And when I turned the radio on, the lock was on, and I had to tinker with it, and I hit that, and the lock went off. And then that it started doing the beep thing. And somehow, I'm not sure what I did to it, but I changed something, and it went back to lock mode, and the beep thing disappeared. It was a little icon down at the bottom right of the screen. But when it went off, I think the beep went off, and now the button's resuming, now just acting like a lock. But if you, like you said, it's that funny little, it looks like a little four-leaf clover symbol on the left side of that red button. And I think that's the wire's function. But I don't know, somehow it's changing modes or changing menus or something in there. And so, at any rate, it's back to lock and unlock now. And the wire's functions off of it. And again, I don't know for sure what I did to fix it. And here's the sad part is I did this once before, like 4 or 5 years ago, and I have almost no recollection of it except for that stupid beep. Anyway, thank you very much, and thank Andy. And y'all have a good evening. And thanks for calling the web, too, calling the net tonight, too, by the way. K4RHF, we're clear.
Again, never a problem. The Yazoo users got to stick together on that one. And like I say, we've all done it and had no idea how it was on. That icon shows up, and, you know, the multifunction buttons, it's all about, you know, whether you press it for a half a second or a full second. And I've turned them on all my radios, just not realizing it. And again, usually you can almost tell when somebody's got a Yazoo radio because that beep comes on. So not a problem at all. Glad we could work through it. And you're sounding really good, so appreciate you coming by and checking in with us for sure. All right, let's give one final call before we secure the net here tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Calls normally means we have everybody, so I'll give one final call here. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control. Consider silence as consensus, and Patrick, I believe, is on the schedule for tomorrow night, KO4HKX, and I know he'd appreciate you coming by and checking in with him. Patrick always runs a good net on Sunday night, so I know he would appreciate everybody coming by and checking in with him again. Stand by, I'll pass my net report, and then we'll close out the net. 4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for all the stations that have come by and checked in with us tonight. Remember, try and do your best and keep that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless.